Today on the Kim and Moag Report, you hear a rodeo interview I did last Saturday.
Okay, tonight we're here at the Saline County Rodeo Saturday night, and right now with Shannon Warren. He is a rodeo competitor. He was part of the Missouri Valley College rodeo team a few years ago for Coach Mason, and now competing on his own. How are you doing, Shannon?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good, thank you. First of all, let's talk a little bit about yourself. I mentioned that you were on the Missouri Valley College rodeo team. Talk about that and then what you've been up to since then.
Yes, sir. I was on the Missouri Valley rodeo team from 2018 to 2021 when I graduated, somewhere around in there. I don't remember. I competed in the bareback riding and the saddle bronc riding. I qualified for the college finals in both events.
Oh, wow.
My sophomore year of college, I ended up third in the saddle bronc riding for the year. And then I was second in the all-around, so I got to go in the bareback riding also.
That's awesome, man. That's fantastic. Coach Mason's quite a guy, and he's been over there for years, and I've known him for a long time.
Great guy. Great bareback riding coach. I mean, he's created Bareback University. That's what everyone calls MoVal, is just Bareback U.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. He can get you on the spur board and break you down and tell you exactly what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and how to fix it all.
Yeah, and he does it, though, in a way that you respect him, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I worked with Sydney, his daughter, and she was president of FFA. Not only that, she was a state officer. Used to interview her all the time, and she's quite a lady, too.
Yes, sir. He's got a great family, great support. The whole family pitches in and made a great rodeo team.
That's awesome. So how about Missouri Valley College alumni? Are some of them going to be in here tonight as well?
I'm here. I don't know about anybody else. A lot of them guys like Jess Pope, Tim O'Connell, Tanner Ross, Cody Krim, a lot of them guys are just off hitting the PRCA rodeo trails more than anything. I just got back from Friday and Saturday up north at a couple pro rodeos, and I know Tim's up in Calgary right now. Jess and Ty Pope. Ty Pope still goes to school here. They were up at home in Minnesota last night. I think they're on their way to Calgary along with Tanner Ross.
Okay. A lot of little kids are going to be out here tonight cheering you on and everything. If they want to get into riding and any side of the rodeo, could you give them some advice? What would you tell them?
Find someone that you look up to or someone that's really good at the event and just bug them with questions. They'll be more than happy to answer them all for you or lead you in the right direction.
Great answer. So with horses, have you been doing that since you were a child?
I grew up in Arkansas, and I've always loved being outdoors near animals and whatnot, but I did not rodeo until I was 13.
See you tonight. Be watching for you out there. I've got my grandkids here.
I'll
have them cheering on for you as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it is time for the Kim and Moag Department corny joke of the day. I put a bet on a horse to come in at 10-1, and it did. Unfortunately, all the others came in at 12:30. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.